Following dormancy, pistachios for sure need a nice warm spring to get going. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Craig Coulson is a UCANR farm advisor in Kern County, looking after pistachios and other crops.
Pistachio needs a certain amount of heat to push buds and begin flower development. Once this begins to happen, the tree is no longer in ectodormancy and the season can begin with the initiation of flowering and bloom. Trees, of course, plants are not warm-blooded like us. They're really dependent on the air temperature and soil temperature. So the speed at which they metabolize, the speed at which they begin plant development in the spring, depends on the warmth, how warm or cold it is.
Coulson said the amount of carbohydrates in the tree do not really trigger bloom at all.
When it's finally said and done, carbohydrate plays a minor role in breaking indoor ectodormancy. Tree carbohydrate status does not trigger bloom. Now, maybe some arguments on this, but I think of carbohydrates in the tree as much like the diesel fuel in the tank of a big semi-truck. The semi is going to need that diesel once it's on the road, but cannot use it until the engine is started. In much the same way, the pistachio tree can't use its stored carbohydrates until spring metabolism is started. So I compare it to the diesel engine gets started with the heat of a glow plug. Similarly, once endodormancy is broken, the pistachio tree gets started with the warmth of spring. I don't think no matter what the ratio is between sugar and starch, you're still going to need the warmth of spring to get things started.
That's Craig Coulson, a UC Farm Advisor, Kern County. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.